An advocacy group is worried about the future of small municipal airports like Jack Garland Airport here in North Bay. The Airport Management Council of Ontario, AMCO, claims there is serious concern that airports are in crisis in Ontario. A recent trend of municipalities opting to sell their small airports and aerodromes potentially leads to their redevelopment for other land use purposes and their ultimate closure, an AMCO release stated. Closure of such infrastructure has repercussions on the delivery of public services and opportunities provided by general aviation, GA. The decision to move in this direction is fundamentally linked to the fact an organized provincial funding initiative specifically targeting small airports and aerodromes is non-existent in Ontario. Chris Wood, president of AMCO and the director of the region of Waterloo International Airport, says municipal infrastructure does not make money. Roads, sewers, bridges, culverts, pipes, and airports should be all considered critical infrastructure, necessary to a thriving community, said Wood in a release. Municipalities should not view airports as profit centers, and understand them for what they are, critical municipal infrastructure and economic engines. The ability for Orange to access an airport on a stormy winter night to airlift someone and potentially save their life is an example of the importance of airports. Chances are the pilot who whisks us away to sunny destinations learned to fly at one of these airports. Let's keep them open in Ontario. AMCO believes that there is a disconnect between the public perception of small airports and aerodromes in terms of their social value to communities. Small airports and aerodromes are infrastructure that they feel should be considered municipal assets rather than a drain on coffers. See related. Airport looking for diversion business. However, both North Bay's Jack Garland Airport and the city of North Bay itself believe Jack Garland Airport is not in crisis mode. It's no secret the regional airport, like many others, took a huge hit during COVID, which included an $800,000 budget shortfall in 2021. The Airport Management Council of Ontario is a provincial industry association that counts as its members aerodromes and airports of all sizes, from the smallest to the largest throughout a large and very diverse province, explained Brian Avery, airport manager with North Bay Jack Garland Airport Corporation. AMCO's statements relate in many ways to the concerns of smaller aerodromes. As one of the larger certified regional airports in Ontario, the concerns raised by AMCO are not a concern here in North Bay. As we are part of a very interconnected network of airports, aircraft operators and businesses, medical and social services, flight training, etc., we also understand the importance that all aerodromes and airports have both in their community and within the national aviation transportation sector. The City of North Bay also responded with a statement. The City of North Bay recognizes Jack Garland Airport as an integral and indispensable asset which provides essential services that support economic growth, connectivity, and medical accessibility on a regional basis, the city said in an email to Bay Today. As demonstrated throughout the COVID-19 pandemic, the city remains supportive of the airport and will continue to advocate on its behalf to senior levels of government seeking ongoing support and investment to help ensure the sustained, long-term contribution of the airport to our community. Laura McNeese, CEO of Airport Management Council of Ontario, also agrees there is no impending doom at Jack Garland Airport. However, she believes there are still some concerns. There are concerns for airports in the northeastern region that are specific to flight connectivity and the lack of a return to service for airlines to their pre-pandemic levels, she told Bay Today.